And another dubious legacy of the Arab Spring is the bloody civil war in Syria. Intense fighting continues in several parts of the country where civilians are trapped by the violence. Reporter Rasha Elas traveled into rebel territory to a besieged village in central Homs province. She sent this report.
Tal Daw is a village in a rebel-held rural area north of the Homs provincial capital. The village has been under siege by government troops for months. Nothing gets in or out unless it's smuggled. This includes food and weapons, cattle and people. To get here, you have to cross a lake, then drive over a rough dirt road. And the journey is dangerous. Jalal Abu Suleiman is a media activist with the rebel Free Syrian Army in Tal Daw.
We get shelled from these villages around us, and the fighter jets bomb the lake and this road all the time.
After a 20-minute drive, we arrive safely at the village. Tal Daw is in ruins and largely abandoned, except for a few hundred men who've taken up arms to fight the government. Some of these rebels still have their families here, parents, wives, children. Several months ago, there were fierce battles here. The rebels now control Tal Daw along with a string of other Sunni villages north of Homs city. The FSA says they have over 10,000 fighters spread out through the region, along with hundreds of civilians. But life here is like living in an open prison. Almost every day, Tal Daw and the other Sunni villages are shelled or bombed by warplanes. Every household has a story about how a bomb fell on their home or in their yard, how it killed a loved one or dismembered a cow. Most villagers cannot leave Tal Daw. The men are wanted by the government for joining the rebellion. Abu Omar is a rebel fighter who defected from the Syrian army last year and returned to Tal Daw, as he puts it, to defend his home.
If I pass through any government checkpoint, they'll take me in right away. But I would rather die than be captured by the regime.
Many of the women who remain don't want to leave either. They've heard horror stories about life in the Syrian refugee camps in Turkey, where many of their relatives and neighbors have already gone. Ahmed has 5 sons and 6 daughters. 3 of her sons are fighting in the rebellion.
I hear there is only humiliation in the refugee camps. I don't want to go to Turkey. I'm comfortable here at home with my family. If we die, we die.
Her daughter, Noor, is a newlywed and 2 months pregnant. Noor dreads the future, yet she still cannot imagine leaving the village.
My child's life will definitely be worse than mine, but maybe that's still better than going to a refugee camp.
A short drive to the next Sunni village highlights the sectarian fault line in this part of the country. Alawite and Shia villages sit atop most of the hills overlooking the Sunni villages. Government forces have positioned their snipers, tanks, and missile batteries on the high ground with their weapons trained on the Sunni communities below. Abu Omar cocks his Glock pistol and holds it up while driving. He explains that he wants his weapon to be visible, a warning to any snipers in the hills above. Another rebel who goes by the nom de guerre Al-Muntasir says that despite the brutal sectarian bloodshed here, he's not seeking revenge.
We lived peacefully with the Alawites and the Shia and everyone else all our lives. And now, despite the bloodshed, we still say we are not after the Alawites.
We're only after the individuals who carried out the massacres against us, he says. For NPR News, I'm Rasha Elas.
Thank you.
You're listening to NPR News.